Welcome to LCRA's Redbud Center and the Wilkerson Center for Colorado River Education. I'm Larry Walker. I'll be your tour guide. We begin our tour at the covered sidewalk next to the Redbud parking area. Please take a moment to read the informational sign. As you stand facing the sign, to your right you will see seven large pink rocks. These are granite rock remnants of the first dam that was built in the 1890s. The Granite Dam, as it was called, was located in the same location that Tom Miller Dam is today. It was destroyed in 1900 by a flood. Gazing beyond the granite stones, you see the largest of the four cisterns that make up the Redbud Center's rainwater harvesting system. It allows the center to save 50% in water operations. Looking straight ahead while facing the informational sign, you will see a limestone rock interpretive model of the uplands that are the source of the Colorado River. As you begin to walk down the covered sidewalk to the next stop on your tour, be sure to look down and read the historical events highlighted chronologically on the Walk of Colorado River History. The walk continues to the end of the scenic overlook, but our next stop is the Texas map. The Texas map reveals that the Texas-Colorado River begins and ends in the state of Texas. The area between San Saba and Austin is called Flash Flood Alley. It is where you will find the Highland Lakes and Dams. The Colorado River bends as it travels down the Matagorda Bay. In fact, when you travel to Matagorda from Austin, you cross the Colorado River five different times. Let's move to the next feature. Our next stop is the water features, which are an interpretive model of the Highland Lakes and Dams of Central Texas. The first is an interpretive model of Lake Buchanan and Buchanan Dam. This is the first lake and dam in the Highland Lakes. Lake Buchanan is the widest lake in the lower Colorado Basin, but is not very deep. It helps with flood management and hydro generation. The dam is over 2 miles long and is a multi-arch or barrel arch construction. It was built by the LCRA in 1937. Let's go to our next stop. The next station is the second dam to be built successfully on the Colorado River. Inks Lake and Inks Dam are small and quite a contrast to our first dam. It is the first pass-through dam. It is designed to protect a mine that was opened in the 1930s and to add more electrical power to the hill country. Let's continue to our next station. Wirtz Dam creates Lake LBJ. It is also a pass-through dam. See if you can balance the water going to the four main users of the Colorado River. The users are represented by the four pails. They are municipalities, industry, agriculture, and environmental. When you are finished, please make sure the water is turned off. Proceed down to the next dam. Lake Marble Falls is created by Starkey Dam. It is a pass-through dam that's primary job is to add power when needed. The agriculture basin shows the effects of irrigation on our lakes and rivers. When you complete using the agriculture basin, please turn the water off and head to the next level. Mansfield Dam creates Lake Travis. Lake Travis is the primary flood management lake, and when there isn't any flooding or droughts going on, it is a popular recreation and tourist attraction. The boxes that you see represent homes and businesses. Go ahead and use the wheels to add rainfall and see what happens. Be sure to turn the rainfall off when you're finished. Move right to the next feature. Lake Austin is the next lake in our series. It is created by Tom Miller Dam, which is right behind the green metal building behind you. The wheel setup is the same as the last station. Lake Austin is where the city of Austin gets its drinking water from and is considered a pass-through lake and dam. This is the last dam that the LCRA controls. The last model is Lady Bird Lake. Thank you for allowing me to guide you through the Wilkerson Center for Colorado River Education at Redbud. Here are some other points of interest for your walkabout. Walking to the east, you will see the scenic overlook and more of the Redbud Center. If you go to the west, you will see the flora and wildlife that passes through from time to time. Our center is a natural habitat for birds and smaller animals. Moving to the stairs, descending to the south, you can follow the trail to 6 different gardens and walk of Texas trees. Relax and take your time. Read the signs while you look about. Be sure to take a brochure located by the front of the building. Thank you and have a nice visit.